Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. More Intelligent Medicine for you listeners. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots of interesting stuff in store for you, plus some of your phone calls. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So come and record a number. A new story on essential tremor. You know, a lot of people have the shakes, and sometimes it's a portent of Parkinson's disease, but sometimes not. It's just an annoying, you know, little tremor in your hand, you know, that kind of rattling of the coffee cup, and it's kind of embarrassing, or your handwriting's deteriorating. It's called an essential tremor, and that's a very common problem as people age. A new solution looms. We'll talk about it. 877-726-8255, our number. But this story, when can a dermatologist literally save a patient's life? There are not that many circumstances. On an accident scene, you know, somebody's bleeding, they've got broken bones, they've got internal trauma. Rarely is there a cry, is there a dermatologist here? This patient has a rash. Admittedly, there are circumstances where dermatologists can have a crucial impact on a person's survival. For example, melanoma detection, an early detection of a melanoma can actually save a life. And or another instance I can think of is there's a characteristic rash that's associated with celiac disease. It's called dermatitis herpetiformis. And a couple of times in my career, I've spotted one of those rashes, and I've said to patients, get checked out for celiac disease. And indeed, they have celiac disease, and it can really be life-changing for them. All manner of health problems can be alleviated by avoidance of gluten. But I have an instance from my practice that I will share with you that is very interesting and instructive. I got a call from a patient. It was a follow-up visit. And she said that she had a condition, that she'd been to a dermatologist. She developed a rash. And, you know, it wasn't too bothersome, but then she thought, well, maybe I should go to a skin doctor and see what to do about the skin rash. Well, maybe he'll prescribe some steroid cream or something like that. And the dermatologist looked at it and said, well, you know, I'm not sure what that is. It looks a little unusual. It was a circular rash that was kind of flaky around the margins, but a lot of rashes look like that, you know, kind of clear in the center, but like a ring. And even Lyme disease can look like that, the so-called bullseye rash of Lyme disease. So it could be any number of, it could be a fungal rash. He said, well, we need to check it out. So we did a little biopsy, and the biopsy came back that it was a type of dermatological condition called erythema annulare centrifugosum. So sounds like the word centrifuge, but I guess it means that it's like circular, and annulare means like ring-like, and erythema means a redness. So when she said that, I said, okay, so what did he say? He said, well, you might have cancer. I said, oh, my goodness. I really questioned the bedside manner of that dermatologist, because that is a little bit of a dire thing to say based on a skin condition. And she said, well, hold on. I said, okay. She said she'd had breast cancer in the past, so she went for her annual screening, and she gets very careful screening for breast cancer. There's no recurrence of her breast cancer. And then they did an upper endoscopy to see if there was anything going on in her esophagus or stomach, and it was fine. They did a whole body CAT scan to see if anything was going on there. And while she'd recently had a colonoscopy, well, not that recently, she'd had one 9 years ago. They said you can wait 10 years. They said, well, let's do colonoscopy a little early. Let's do it a year early. And there was no sign that she had any type of gastrointestinal problem. She had hemorrhoids, and her iron was a little low, but she didn't show anemia, which is a characteristic of colon cancer. And lo and behold, she had a 3-centimeter, that's what, like an inch or so, tumor in her colon. So she has a diagnosis now of colon cancer, but likely early colon cancer, way before it might have arisen as a life-threatening problem. So she's going to have surgery, and the hope is that we caught it early, and very likely we did. But I then looked up this condition. It is a relatively rare condition. It usually starts a small pink or red spot that gradually gets larger. Now, this is not to alarm you. Like, everybody's going to look at their skin like, oh, my God, I've got cancer. Like, no, it's a rare condition. And this is actually a tribute to the dermatologist who did his due diligence. He could have just said, look, here's some steroid cream. We'll make it go away. That'll be $150. But instead, he did his due diligence and, you know, remembered his academic training that, yes, sometimes, not always, by no means is it 100%, but occasionally, this erythema annulare centrifugum skin rash is a herald of something going wrong internally. Now, it could be what's called idiopathic. We don't know why it arises, and people don't have cancer. It could be a sign of an autoimmune condition. It could be mistaken for Lyme disease, an infectious condition. It could be a drug reaction. It could be even a food allergy. But it could also be a sign of Hodgkin's disease or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma or other cancers, prostate, breast, ovarian, sometimes colon. And indeed, this was a great pickup. So hats off to the dermatologist who, you know, went that extra mile and said, look, you know, I don't think you really have anything serious to worry about, but let's dot our I's and cross our T's, make sure that there is no underlying cause. Turned out there was. And maybe it's likely that an early intervention can save this patient's life. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Calling about chronic ortho pain, and that is as a competitive athlete, former, currently a septuagenarian, a sustained damage over decades to the right lateral knee, which has been bone on bone. And, of course, it was an elective surgery up for decision, which I decided to pass. And now I'm at the point of it's traveled, of course, to the hip and sciatica, and I'm still walking 5 miles a day approximately. So I'm wondering what to do for the pain other than hyaluronic acid, glucosamine chondroitin, turmeric with black cracked pepper, and allergic to NSAIDs. Don't want to resort to narcotics.
Okay, so you know, it's an interesting question. And look, there's no question that athleticism is really good for you, but you know, heavy-duty competitive athleticism over time can lead to chronic injuries and can grind your knees and joints into oblivion. And so you may have sustained some of the benefits of all this exercise because you're a healthy septuagenarian, but your knee is shot, and you're correct in suggesting some of these things that we typically tell people to take. But the problem is when you're bone on bone, it's very hard for these things to work. They work on supporting the synovial membrane and reducing inflammation there. Bone on bone means that you have a mechanical grinding, and that's going to hurt, you know, because there's pain sensors in the bones. And so you are, we call this program intelligent medicine, which means the best of both worlds. And we definitely don't want to frivolously undertake radical surgery unnecessarily. You want to try all the natural alternatives first. But when the natural alternatives don't work and you're really hamstrung and unable to continue your athleticism, even though it's valiant that you're going 5 miles a day, that's amazing considering the pain you're experiencing, it's time to pull the trigger and get the surgery, and you'll have a new lease on life. So I encourage you to do that while you're healthy. You know, it's harder to do that surgery when you're 92 than when you're 70 or 75. It's something that can offer you an entirely new lease on life. When it comes to, you know, controlling pain, CBD has some benefits for pain, but maybe not enough to dispel the pain of a really damaged knee. So I'm thinking that the intelligent medicine option for you is to, you know, kind of betray your proclivities towards natural medicine and embrace conventional medicine for a fix. And I think you'll have a whole new lease on life, and you'll be appreciative of the suggestion, ultimately. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Aren't you involved with the student government at the school?
Yes, I'm the president of this institution right here, St. Croix Freedom Academy.
So why are you the president? Why do you want to do that, or what do you like about that job?
It involves a lot of organization, and I'm very organized. You have to plan a lot of things. You have to budget. And it do have a sense of control that you do have to have. You have to be a leader in general. Something I have learned is that you can't depend on everybody to get the job done. If you want the job to get done correctly, sometimes you have to do the job yourself. At the end of the day, the job has to be done. The test has to be completed.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Weird how no one's going after CrowdStrike after their transportation meltdown. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. While Pete goes after airlines like Delta, no one's saying a word about CrowdStrike. Remember when CrowdStrike also said Hillary's server was hacked by Russians? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and there are recorded questions, as well as some people who managed to call us while we're recording the program. So that number jotted down because got a question, got a concern. Maybe you want to share something about something we talked about in this program. You've tried it, it works, it doesn't work, you want to give us some feedback. That's the number to call. Essential tremor. This is something that affects a lot of people, particularly as they age, but there are actually some people rather young who have an essential tremor, and it is to some extent hereditary. And I remember one guy in my medical school class, he was in his 20s, who was absolutely determined that he wanted to become a surgeon, but he had what's called benign familial tremor. Which is a familial thing. It tends to run in families, and it involves a little bit of shaking of the hands. And it's worse with anxiety, but anxiety is not, the only precipitant of that. One of the ways to properly diagnose it is to have a drink. Take a shot of whiskey or bourbon or vodka and see if your hands are not more steady. This is one of the reasons why the gunslingers, typically before, the OK Corral or the showdown, they would go to the saloon and fortify their courage and maybe steady their hands a little bit with a shot of alcohol. That's actually diagnostic. Now, there are some similarities to Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a different entity. People have essential tremor. Some people with the shakes eventually are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but the majority just have essential tremor, tends to get worse. And it's a nuisance because, that rattling of the coffee cup, it's embarrassing as you serve coffee or tea, and or the deterioration in your handwriting. That's a bummer. So they're really looking for treatments. Beta blockers seem to work a little bit for that, but not that well. They're actually pioneering some treatments, deep brain stimulation for essential tremor. And that looks promising, but it's not something that I believe is ready for prime time unless you have the most debilitating essential tremor. Maybe that's something that in 10 or 15 years will become routine. Okay. News from Sage Therapeutics. Sounds like a company that is making products for seniors, right? Sage. Good name for, a company making anti-aging therapeutics. Sage Therapeutics, in conjunction with Biogen, a really big company, multi-billion-dollar company, has been undertaking a trial of a new medication. It's got a code name, Sage-324-BIIB-124. It doesn't have a name yet. Bottom line, okay, call your broker because it crashed and burned. Sage Therapeutics and Biogen announced top-line results from the Phase 2 dose-range study of the oral investigational drug, Sage-324, as a potential treatment in essential tremor. It did not demonstrate a statistically significant dose-response relationship in change from baseline based on the primary endpoint, which is the essential tremor rating assessment scale. So it didn't work. What is this drug? It is an oral neuroactive steroid, GABA receptor positive allosteric modulator. So very, very high tech, you know, kind of laser-like, working on lock and key mechanism in the brain that may have something to do with movement disorders. And unfortunately, it didn't work. But, you know, encouraging news is they're on a track of treatments for this, and in 5 or 10 or 15 years, if you can wait, there may be plausible available drugs without devastating side effects, which can help people with essential tremor, which to some extent, it's almost universal in people past a certain age. Very, very few people in their 80s, 90s who have a real steady hand, but there are exceptions. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Coming up, we have a recorded question, and we'll also talk about some new studies on fish oil that are encouraging. So just a reminder, if you're looking for supplements, DRHoffmanStore.com is the place to go because, well, that's my full-script dispensary where you can find hundreds of curated, vetted supplements. DRHoffmanStore.com, we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, and these are the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. DRHoffmanStore.com. All right, 877-726-8255. We'll take that phone call momentarily, plus some new information on fish oil that I think you'll find encouraging. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline to learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to remind you about our Free Speech for Health campaign. All too often, big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government are throttling down on your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you. Now, I became a board member of the Alliance for Natural Health 20 years ago, because it mirrored my personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices. I now serve as medical director and president. We're an independent, nonpartisan organization. We rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. We got a big campaign going on now, Free Speech for Health. Your donation today will empower us to continue our advocacy efforts. So if you are the beneficiary of intelligent medicine or natural therapy or healthy diet, you'll want to donate. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH. And I will be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. So your contribution will be appreciated. You're going to hear some really important developments from ANH as we take on the federal agencies and social media and the powers that be, who are denying us access to free choice in healthcare. Okay, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take an additional call. Let's hear it.
calling to ask what your recommendations are for neighbor who, more than one, who is smoking inside, the smoke, cigarette smoke, and another neighbor is vaping and cigar smoke and weed. And so I'm allergic to all of this. What can I do on my end? I've got 4 to 5 fans going. There are only two windows in this apartment and one sliding glass door. And weather permitting, I end up opening those up, but there are no windows on the other side. And so the question is, other than fans and one expensive air filter, which has a smoke blocker, what do you recommend?
Okay, you know, so this question might be addressed more properly to a legal show, you know, because, you know, you have rights as a tenant. And in certain areas, smoking inside apartment buildings is banned. But that's the exception more than the rule. It's more like more progressive places, they say. No smoking in an apartment because we know that, you know, while you're not smoking in your apartment, you're not letting anybody come in and smoking. Just being adjacent to someone who's smoking, the fumes will go through the various ventilation systems. They'll go through the walls, literally. They'll go under the doors and through the hallway and into your environment. So here we're talking about what's called secondhand smoke or passive smoking. And I have here an article from CDC, Center for Disease Control, CDC.gov, and it's entitled Health Problems Caused by Secondhand Smoke. It's a real deal. They say there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke. So the cigar smoker might say, hey, it's no big deal. I'm not blowing smoke in her face. You know, just suck it up, you know. And it's not... it is something where, yeah, the higher levels of it are problematic. I mean, I grew up in a smoking household. Both my mother and father smoked, so it probably caused me some degree of harm. Fortunately, I wasn't a susceptible child with a lot of respiratory allergies. But, you know, it probably caused me some lasting harm in terms, perhaps, of my lung capacity. I went on to become an actual smoker for a few years during my foolish youth and then abandoned the practice. People who do not smoke but who are exposed to secondhand smoke, even for a short time, can suffer harmful health effects. What are these? Well, beyond allergy, there is the risk of respiratory problems, asthma, even reproductive effects, low birth weight infants, increased frequency of respiratory infections, particularly in kids, ear infections, asthma attacks. In babies, secondhand smoke has been documented to increase the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. This is a problem. It's a real problem. I think it's a problem where, you know, you can bring it up to your tenants association or to your landlord, appeal to, you know, local officials because there may be ordinances which protect you from the effects of secondhand smoke. You know, worst come to worst, even hire an attorney, although sometimes that can be a fool's errand because you can spend a lot of money and to no avail. What can you do to mitigate this? Well, you're doing all kinds of things to, you know, create more ventilation. That's not going to be great in winter, potentially, or in summer when the temperatures are high and you want to have an air conditioner on. Air purifiers can help mitigate it. It's not going to make the problem go away. You know, I wish I could tell you, oh, take a lot of antioxidants. You know, that's just going to protect you. And, yeah, maybe theoretically there's some protective effect, but there's nothing like eliminating the cause of the problem rather than papering it over with defenses like, you know, taking more glutathione or things like that, which can help the body's detoxification system. I you know, that I think is kind of a Band-Aid approach. Get to the root problem and see if you can get the smoker to abstain. You know, look, I see people outside buildings in New York all the time, and they're smoking. There was a comment by a foreign visitor once to New York. He says, your city's very strange because I see all these prostitutes smoking in front of the office buildings there. What's going on? And the answer is, no, those are just office workers. And a lot of them are female. They're wearing short skirts, and they're smoking cigarettes and standing around provocatively. But they're banned from smoking inside. Okay. 877-726-8255. Our number, are you tired? Well, who isn't? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. And it could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body cells. It's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals, and I've read the articles, to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. If you're young, this is a tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-factor for years. Don't go a day without it, and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. That's ntfactor.com. ntfactor.com. Okay. So, more on the benefits of fish oil. Fish oil is controversial these days for various reasons because I think the powers that be want to poo-poo the use of over-the-counter supplements in general. It's kind of paradoxical because on the one hand, they actually prescribe fish oil for cardiovascular protection in doctor's office with a prescription form of fish oil, Vascepa, and there are a couple of others that have astronomical costs that are partially defrayed by insurance and Medicare. But there's reason to believe that fish oil really does have cardiovascular benefits. This study is entitled Fish Oil Supplementation Modifies the Association Between Genetically Predicted and Observed Levels of Blood Lipids. Okay, what's nice about the study is that this is a study that is not like susceptible to placebo, because it could be like, oh, people who take fish oil, they're protected, but then maybe they're more educated, maybe they're more health conscious in other respects. But they looked at people who had a genetic proclivity towards cardiovascular disease. They now have gene-wide association studies that show that, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 genes predisposed to cardiovascular disease. And they found that in those people who have genetically predicted risk for cardiovascular disease and high levels of cholesterol, HDL, and so on, or HDL being the good thing, LDL, the bad thing, that the fish oil actually can lower their risk. So, big study. This is UK Biobank. They're doing a lot of studies out of the UK Biobank because it's hundreds of thousands of people. Fish oil supplement attenuates the association between genetically predicted and observed circulating levels of total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides, but it improves HDL cholesterol in this study. All right, another study. This one's out of Taiwan. Associations of fish oil with cardiovascular disease events, and it turns out that there was indeed a benefit. This study suggests there's an association between fish oil supplementation and a lower cumulative incidence rate of subsequent stroke among diabetic patients. So interesting, because some people say, well, you know, you thin the blood, you're going to get more strokes. Well, no, it turns out that by thinning the blood, you can reduce the risk of blood clots in the brain, and hence it makes sense for diabetics to consider fish oil supplementation. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free full script account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we have to ask, how close did America come to an inflection point from which she could never recover?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I mentioned earlier and keep mentioning throughout the program, I encourage you to call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week because we can queue up a bunch of your questions for our next week's edition of Intelligent Medicine and you hear an answer on the air. So let's take one of those calls.
I'm 77 years old. I recently got a reflux, acid reflux disease. I can't sleep laying down. I have to sleep at a 45-degree angle, and yet there the, I get a sore throat. It goes up my nose. I get headaches, this stuff. I tried baking soda, and I try DGL. The glycerides. My question, though, I tried a few things, and I'm trying more to try to figure out how to balance my acid. Anyway, what I don't know is how do I know if I have too little acid, too much acid, and what to take for either? And also, is it the too much in volume or too little in volume, or is it the pH? Too much acidic or too little acidic? That's causing the reflux. I would like your opinion.
Okay. Obviously, we're talking to an engineer because you're thinking very scientifically about this. So there are a couple of variations on this. And thank you for providing a really classic description of the full range of symptoms associated with reflux, which include, you know, a cough, a dry throat, you know, kind of a headache even, because the pain may radiate upwards into your sinuses and your head. The majority of cases of, quote, acid reflux are due to excess acidity, and they respond to blocking the acid. But not always. Sometimes it's a matter of not having enough acid, and the way you find out about that is through trial and error. You can try an acid blocker and see if that relieves the symptoms. But alternatively, if it doesn't, it may be that you have inadequate stomach acid, and a trial of something like betaine hydrochloride might be helpful. There's even a possibility that digestive enzymes will help you break down your food better so that they don't stick in your craw, so to speak. Things that are helpful, you know, just very fundamental things like lose weight, because your abdominal girth, you know, will press upon your esophageal sphincter, and losing weight is going to be helpful altogether. Also, many people respond to a low-carb diet, kind of paradoxically, because you think the hardest thing to digest would be, you know, meat or fatty foods. Well, sometimes it's the carbohydrates in your diet, even, you know, starches and so-called whole grains that cause fermentation in your intestine and in your stomach and kind of bubbles up, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, and that moves the food contents up and you get that acid splash. So you can actually have studies which measure your hydrochloric acid. Those are done, you know, specialty studies done by gastroenterologists. But usually a trial and error approach will yield a solution. And yes, DGL is helpful. You know, elevating your bed is helpful, but sleeping at 45 degrees is no picnic. That's a pretty steep angle. You can also use a product called Endofen. I find that helpful, which is a combination of ingredients that soothe the esophagus. But you want to get at the root cause of this. You know, is it your diet? Is it overweight? What's going on that is actually a trigger? All right, this item, you know, there's an interesting article about, which is entitled Three Reasons Why I'm Pessimistic That Ozempic is the Solution to Obesity by a doctor who I follow, Dr. Vinay Prasad. He's been kind of a skeptic about the way we manage COVID. But he writes cogently, what does it say as a society that the food we produce and serve and the portions we offer are of such poor quality that we fatten a generation of people and then have to invent a drug to remove desire to combat our own policies and culture? At some point, I think people will crave root cause solutions. And here's one that I think is a plausible alternative to some of these diet drugs. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I've never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver and have unacceptable side effects. Until now, the science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, now made famous by these new drugs, which signal specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. You take it before meals. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and to order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com and use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. I guess the DH is Dr. Hoffman. DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. All right, this item relates to the fact that many of the deaths in the United States are linked to modifiable risk factors. New study finds 40% of cancer cases, almost half of all deaths in the U.S., linked to modifiable risk factors. I think that's a conservative estimate. I'd say more like 65 to 75%. So what they talk about is kind of some modest proposals. Avoid smoking, maintain healthy body weight, moderate exercise, not even, you know, too ambitious. They also suggest protection against ultraviolet radiation. And they found that among all the risk factors, smoking, the biggest single risk factor contributing to premature deaths, it actually contributes to over half of all potentially preventable cancers in men. Excess body weight, second largest. Alcohol consumption was a risk factor. So, you know, curb your alcohol consumption, occasional drink perhaps, but, you know, daily intake of alcohol now not protective. It's not something that is part of a healthy lifestyle. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today on Intelligent Medicine. Remember that number, 877-726-8255. You can also email us questions at questions@drhoffman.net. We'll use it for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. Keep in mind that drhoffman.com is your one-stop shop for health information. We've got great podcasts, great articles via our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We're active on X and Facebook. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. National correspondent Julie Walker reports two meteor showers will flash across the sky around the same time in a few days.
The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower peaks early Tuesday, and this year it will coincide with a second smaller meteor shower, the Alpha Capricornids. The Delta Aquarids occur every year in North America's late summer. At the peak, 15 to 20 meteors are expected to be visible per hour in the northern hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the southern hemisphere. The weaker meteor shower, Alpha Capricornids, should produce around 5 meteors per hour. Multiple meteor showers occur annually, and you don't need special equipment to see them. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the energy surging around Kamala Harris' presidential campaign and Republican predictions that it will fade.
Just one week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
He was asked about Republicans hammering Harris on immigration, which she was supposed to be fixing as vice president.
Actually worked with both Democrats and Republicans to get a deal done.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Donald Trump said of Harris,
"She has no clue. She's evil."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at townhall.com, the Middle East is bracing for a potential flare-up in violence a day after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights and killed 12 children and teens. Yesterday's strike raised fears of a broader regional war between Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, which has denied a role in the attack. News and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding, bird watching,
long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
International correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a key security meeting between the U.S. and Japan in Tokyo.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin joined their Japanese counterparts Yoko Kamikawa and Minoru Kihara at the Japan-U.S. Security Consultative Committee in Tokyo. Both sides agreed to upgrade the command and control of U.S. forces in the East Asian country and to strengthen American licensed missile production there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described the rising threat from China as
a challenging security environment.
In the joint statement issued after the talks, the minister said China's foreign policy seeks to reshape the international order for its own benefit at the expense of others. I'm Karen Chamas.
Simone Biles posted an all-around total of 59.566 during Olympic qualifying inside a packed and star-studded Bercy Arena in Paris, despite complaining of a left calf knee injury. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on hundreds of residents fleeing California wildfires as air quality alerts go up.
Firefighters across the western U.S. and Canada are battling wildfires, including the largest one in California this year, the Park Fire. which forced Cohasset resident Susan Singleton to pack up her car with everything she could take, including her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Everything she had there has to be replaced.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down. Everything, our stuff is all burned up.
The park fire is barely contained, but cooler temperatures and increased humidity could help crews. I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuelans are waiting anxiously for the results of a presidential election that could pave the way to end 25 years of single-party rule, even as some polls remain open more than an hour after the deadline. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Your senior care consultant and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the founder and president of, are you ready for it? Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you all the time. And I'm enjoying your Andy Reid T-shirt there. I was actually at that game when it was 35 below zero this winter, and his mustache did look like that little penguin iceberg mustache.
This is one of my favorite shirts with Coach Reed and the icicle mustache, and I can't believe you were out there. And was it as cold as it looked? I watched it on television.
It was crazy. We were going to do some tailgating like we always do, but the wind was so bad you couldn't even put up your tent and your shelter and your propane tank. So we ended up tailgating inside the car. But I've got the secret sauce for how to dress warm enough. I've got a list of notes, so if it ever gets that cold again, I know exactly what I did last time. Yeah. It worked, and I can do it again.
There you go. All right. And on cold games like that, I just dress like I'm going snow skiing, and it typically works out pretty well. But anyway, yeah, that's a cold one. So, all right, so... Bruce, it was kind of different to say Rally Wealth and Benefits, and I understand some big changes are happening in your world, and you've been working on the big announcement to make. So tell us all about it.
Right, thanks, Steve. So we've been working on upgrading our background, systems and trading platforms and these type things, and vetting out the entire industry and seeing if there was something better out there. And every so many years we go through that process just to double check that what was best before is still best. And if not, we're going to make a change.
Yep.
And so we've been working on this for about a year, and we wanted to change our name at the same time because, as you know, we're a collaborative team. And so, we not only do wealth planning at a high level and investments at a high passion level, but we also do behavioral finance, which most people leave that part of it out because you have the best investments in the world, the best plan in the world. But if you emotionally aren't, educated up there to be able to handle the garbage in the news, which we've had a lot of lately, that doesn't really matter. And then, as you know, we have a great team of affiliated partners as well, from tax planning to estate planning and lending and, property casualty insurance and Medicare and voluntary benefits and, of course, senior care.
And senior care, yeah.
Yeah, and most importantly.
Yeah.
So because of that, we rally everybody together and for our clients, and we act as a quarterback, and then, of course, we're out for the long haul because we're generations, myself and my youngest – my oldest daughter, Christina, is a partner in our practice. She's been on the show many times as well.
Yep.
And then our full team. So we're here for the long haul.
All right, so let's update some information here. So if you have a question for Bruce Glenn, president and founder of Rally Wealth and Benefits, write this information down. We have some new phone numbers for you. In the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277. And outside of the Kansas City area, nationally, toll-free, 888-241-2361. And if you just want to go and check out the new website, it looks awesome. It's at rallywb.com. You spell it just like it sounds, rallywb.com. I'm going to have to get used to all this, Bruce.
Right.
So let's discuss some recent political events and the election cycle and how these things, and we've had some crazy stuff happening. I would love to visit with you a little bit about that. But how do these things impact the financial world, the financial markets? I mean, there's just so much happening right now.
Yeah, so let's go back and dial back into that because, you know, most people that or maybe casual consumers of the news, they may not hear the big story or the full story, and they hear things, and it's shocking, and it's like, oh, my gosh, the world's going to crash, and so on and so forth. So let's unpack what we have going on. You and I were talking before we got on air that we've had more go on in the last 3 or 4 months than any time in our lives.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like
it. I mean, we've had terrible things happen. We've had presidents assassinated.
Sure.
But to have as many different things have happened, so – you know, unpacking that a little bit, so we've had, you know, a top candidate that was indicted, went to court, convicted, and now the Supreme Court's kind of unpacking some of that.
Yep.
That's been major, major news just all by itself.
Yep.
And then we have the debate. And, of course, the debate was a big debacle because, you know, one party decided that their candidate just wasn't really strong enough, and they put a lot of pressure on him. And then, you know, President Biden actually bowed out.
Yep.
And then there's the attempt assassination of former President Trump.
You know how lucky he got. I saw some photos the other day with, and not to get too graphic, but I think everyone has seen these things. But there's the crosshairs, and with and him standing there, okay, looking forward, it's a perfect shot. Looking just to the right to read some of the figures on the video board that they had. Took his ear off, the top of his ear off. I mean, so lucky. That's as close as you get, I think. That's unbelievable.
A split second difference. A split second difference, and it was bad anyway, but it would have been catastrophic.
Yeah.
And I don't care what side somebody's on politically. I mean, anytime you have a major candidate or a president, no matter, you know, that just would be terrible, right?
Yeah, terrible.
So all that going on, and then we had, you know, there's been a lot of bickering within the Democratic Party of, will Biden resign or not run again, right?
Right.
And there are actually some arguments right now about whether he should resign or not. They're saying, well, gee, if he's not competent enough to run, is he competent enough to be the president? I don't know if that necessarily syncs up or not, but that's an argument that's out there a lot right now.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing a lot about that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the interesting thing about it. But and then you had all the banter about, well, are they going to support the vice president? Are they going to find somebody else? Are they going to have an open convention? And I don't think we really fully know that yet. I mean, at this moment in time, it looks like they're kind of getting behind Vice President Harris. But, you know, they still have a few weeks before they have their convention. So it could be a wide open, like 1968 in Chicago, ironically in Chicago before. Yeah.
Well, and I get the feeling this is not over with yet. I mean, I don't know, but I think there could be more to the story. I don't know. I guess we're going to see. It's the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, and then just kind of put a little bow on that, we had the Secret Service, the head of the Secret Service, who was in a committee this week, and then the performance was so poor, and they weren't being forthcoming to the committee, and it was bipartisan.
Yeah.
Because 100% of the committee was just mad as heck against the leader of the Secret Service, and then she ultimately resigned. I think it was on Tuesday this week.
Yeah, right.
But just unbelievable stuff going on. But we forgot about CrowdStrike.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, here we wake up last Friday, a week ago Friday, and, airlines are, grounded all over the world, and – major banking and financial institutions are just in trouble because the CrowdStrike, and it was basically what they're doing is an upgrade, but the upgrade didn't go well and just crashed all these systems all over the world.
Wait, you mean a software company didn't fully test their release and it crashed?
I guess
I'm shocked.
I guess the AI wasn't quite ready to go yet. But all these things by themselves could have just collapsed the markets. You know, it just. But the market is so resilient, and you know, actually the CrowdStrike on that Friday was probably the most volatile situation we've seen of everything I mentioned. You know, and I think at the bottom line is that the market has filtered in that they think that Trump's going to be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Or elected again, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
45/47. There's a lot of different people saying different things out there. But I think they've factored that in, and they feel like that it's more apt to have the tax reductions from before not sunset in 2025.
Yeah, extend
those further from 2025. So that could help out dramatically from a market standpoint. So the market likes that idea. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes out. But
yeah. if the market thinks that Trump is going to win and it's pretty comfortable with that, now it kind of has to reconsider because it's a whole different race, really. I mean, it's the same policies versus old policies versus, you know, current policies, et cetera. But the bottom line is it's a different day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can see how well Vice President Harris can articulate. Because that was, I think, part of the challenge with their policies was they weren't really putting the case across to the American public quite as strong as they needed to win. But I've seen polling data. It's fairly fresh yet. You know, polling data, it looks like it may not be a big difference one way or the other. But, you know, like I said, it's a brand new race. So who's to say? And we don't really know.
And the most important takeaway here is the market is resilient and you know, there's no more, hopefully no more, you know, jumping off of a tall building because of crazy current events. The market is resilient. I think everybody's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got some stats I can share that will put everybody's mind at ease, I think.
Okay.
On the other side of the break.
Well, hold that thought. Here with Bruce Glenn. He is the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. What an interesting conversation. Hang on, because we have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live Question of the Week. The financial markets act better when a Democrat is elected as president. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Weird how no one's going after CrowdStrike after their transportation meltdown. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. While Pete goes after airlines like Delta, no one's saying a word about CrowdStrike. Remember when CrowdStrike also said Hillary's server was hacked by Russians? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial markets act better when a Democrat is elected as president. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Well, actually, we went back about the last 80 years of presidential cycle years,
yep,
and added it up, the years the Republican won and the years that the Democrat won. And believe it or not, they both came out at 11.2% average year. So it's kind of a trick question. There's not, it's a tie.
Yeah.
But
isn't that interesting? Over 80 years, it's exactly the same.
Yep. That's crazy, isn't it?
God, that is crazy. So, all right. So do you have any statistics? You had mentioned it in the last segment. Any statistics on how the market reacts during some of these turbulent times? I mean, it sounds like the market is pretty resilient and there's not a lot of just radical up or down, even with some of the historic events that have happened over just the most recent, maybe few months.
Right. So, as far as generally speaking, election years, typically what you see is a certain pattern that's kind of maybe average or even below average that goes from January 1st up to the election night. And then once the election is done, from that point to the end of the year, you see a big boost. You can look back to 2016 when President Trump was elected. You know, everybody's saying, oh, the sky's going to fall, the market's going to crash.
Oh, yeah.
And the futures, actually, that night, the futures did go down. But the next morning when the markets actually opened up, it shot up and we had 3.5-4 years of the best market, bull market of all times.
Yeah.
And but leading up to the election, you're going to see a lot more volatility because you have these different surveys that come out. And the surveys, there's actually over 30 different surveys, and there's a handful of them that are, more used than others, depending on which media outlet wants to pay for them, this, that, and the other. And a lot of those surveys will actually oversample certain voting blocks. Maybe it's more registered Democrats or more registered Republicans or more likely voters or more younger voters or whatever the case is.
Yep.
And then depending on what kind of narrative they're wanting to put out, they'll put that story out. And that can sway the market a little bit when people don't understand the broader context of what's going on. So volatility leading up to the election night and then historically speaking from the election night to the end of the year is well above average. And the overall year, the election cycle year, running about 11.2% per year. And the market on average, when you look at about last 80-plus years, 90 years, is running around 9.5% overall, 10% range. Mm-hmm. Just talking about just the S&P 500 stock market.
Well, that's really, really interesting. So you are a behavioral specialist when it comes to investing and financial matters. Are you having a lot of clients reach out with some concern about all of the crazy things that have been happening? And should I sell? Should I not? Should we hold? I mean, are you getting any panic out there or maybe concern, I would say?
So of our existing clients, very little because they've been with us so long and we give them so much, you know, content updates and market analysis and webinars and everything there. But on folks that are, you know, contacting us that want to become a new client, we certainly go through and unpack all that, and they're wanting to know what's safest to do here, there, and yonder, and you know, what their goals and their time frames. And we have to unclog all that for them. And a lot of times it does mean that we have to kind of countersell against that guy that was on TV 50 years ago that says, put all your money in gold.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're always out there scared, and they're scaremongering. Oh, you know, the times are terrible. But, you know, the bottom line is right now the economy actually is solid.
Yeah.
People are spending money. People are working. Inflation's a pain in the rear end.
Right.
And, you know, that's one thing I'm going to say we're going to have to look out for as the year progresses forward is what are we going to, you know, what is the Federal Reserve going to do? And every time the Federal Reserve has their meetings, that's when we do our market update and push that out to everybody, have our commentary on, and then kind of look forward to the next meetings. And I do feel like they will, and I have not said this, and you know this for the last several years on the radio, I have not said this about this current situation as far as interest rates until today. I will say I think that they will lower rates in September meeting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, last year about this time, the markets were predicting they were going to lower. Well, it was a little bit later in the year. They predicted the market's going to lower, or the Fed's going to lower rates 6 times, and the market's pricing that in. I said, no, hold your horses. I don't see them doing it. Inflation's not improving enough.
Yep.
And they're not going to want to have it, you know, fire back up.
Right.
You know, and so, and we were right. They have not raised rates yet. But I think September is going to be a reduction in rate hike.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to have to circle back to see if that prediction is true. But
right.
Your prediction.
Mark it on the radio right now.
But your prediction last year was absolutely, totally accurate. So if you're listening to this and you're. One thing, Bruce, that you mentioned is I asked if, you know, if you're getting some, you know, the sky is falling phone calls of maybe panic or fear or concern. And you said not from our clients because they are well educated and we provide them this wealth of information and webinars and all of this. So your clients are not, you know, saying the sky is falling and with all the craziness going on, they're not panicking. So those are clients that are well taken care of. So if you're out there, you're listening to this saying, wait a minute, my financial advisor hasn't kept me informed. I'm really in a panic. If maybe it's time to consider a change, I would reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, he's the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277. Outside of the KC area, nationwide, toll free, 888-241-2361. You could also go online to their new website. It's awesome. RallyWB.com. RallyWB.com. And, Bruce, now that we're into the second half of the year, are there any things that people, anything that people should be paying attention to make sure that they're on the proper financial track?
Well, so I'm going to put a little bit of a bow on the news here before we go down that path any further, because I wanted to mention this earlier, being big Kansas City Chiefs fans here based in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a little phenomenon here going on that started during the Chicago Bears-Chiefs game last fall, and there was somebody that showed up in the suite there in Chiefs Stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, and her name was, you may have heard of her, her name's Taylor Swift?
Swift, I think. Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be a political watch to see what the Swifties are going to do.
Okay.
And so that's a watch out there right now. It's like, is Taylor Swift going to, you know, endorse somebody this time or not? And if she is she going to sway the vote? And ironically, there's a lot of measurements out there that say that she does have the ability to sway the vote. And you know, there's just that many followers that just believe and live and die by what she does, doesn't do, says, doesn't say. And so that's going to be really interesting to see.
That is crazy. You know what, though? I mean, just think about what the Swifties did for Chiefs football.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they expanded the Chiefs kingdom and all of the fandom and all of that.
And even NFL.
Yeah. So, Bruce, next time let's get back to, next time we visit, it will be in August, and we'll be talking about, the second half of the year and some things that people should be paying attention to. But all the information that we talked about today, just absolutely fascinating. If you want to reach out to Bruce, 913-308-0277 or toll free 888-241-2361. Online at rallywb.com. Bruce, thanks so much. That was a fascinating conversation.
Thanks, Chief. Enjoyed it.
All right. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears. And last week, I answered a really significant question. And that question is, what happens if you run out of money while living in an assisted living community? And we had talked about how the vast majority, not all, but the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, meaning they do not participate with Medicaid. And if you run out of money while living in assisted living, you'll have to move to a Medicaid certified community. Typically, that would be long-term care, also known as a nursing home. But now I want to ask another similar question. And that question is, what happens if you run out of money while living in a long-term care community? So is the answer the same? And it gets a little difficult here. It depends. Actually, we've had a lot of "it depends" here on the program over the past few weeks. So let me explain that. So let's say you're living in a long-term care community, again, also known as a nursing home. That's the highest level of care that is available. It's that medical model that can provide full and total care if you should need that. Let's say you're living there, you're receiving care, and just everything is going great. You're receiving good care, and you're settled in, and this is your new home, and everything's going well. And let's say you've lived there for over a year or a period of time, and now you're running out of money. What do you do? So there are a few questions here. And this is where there isn't just a black and white answer. It's not that clear. Not that clear cut at all. So one of the questions is, the place you're living Medicaid certified? Well, what do you mean, Steve? Don't they all take Medicaid? You run out of money and they just build that Medicaid thing, right? No, not all nursing homes or long-term care communities are Medicaid certified, believe that or not. So I guess the warning there is, do not make the assumption that all long-term care communities are Medicaid certified. Don't make that assumption at all, because that could be a very inaccurate, incorrect assumption. So it is completely voluntary on behalf of the community, completely voluntary to become Medicaid certified, or they could also choose to not be Medicaid certified. So let's say they are Medicaid certified. Well, that's not the whole story. And that's not the end of the story. So that would raise more questions. There are many, many places that are private pay only. Did you know that? Meaning, if you should run out of money, you will have to move to another place that is Medicaid certified. Period. Hard stop. That's it. There is no discussion on this. You will just have to move. There's no negotiations. It is what it is. You moved into a private pay only place. You made that assumption, and now you're going to have to deal with that. Okay, so if the place is Medicaid certified, then you're now, remember I said this is just going to raise some more questions. Here's one. You're going to have to find out if you are able or not able to meet their unwritten private pay requirements. Well, what are you talking about, Steve? Meaning, many places are Medicaid certified. You can look up their information. Oh, yeah, yeah, we take Medicaid. We work with Medicaid. We are Medicaid certified. However, what you may not know is they may require the ability of you to pay privately, private pay, for 6 months. Maybe they have a private pay requirement of 12 months. Some of them could be 18 months. I know of multiple places that require the ability to pay privately for 24 months. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute. You mean you have to write that huge check up front? No. You just have to be able to prove that you can write a check every month for 24 months. Now, some places even have a formula based on actuarial tables that will calculate a specific number of months of private pay based on your age, your health condition, your medical diagnoses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, in other words, they want you to private pay for a specific percentage of your life expectancy, again, based on actuarial tables. How about that? For getting pretty fancy and pretty much in the weeds. So, but keep in mind that the average length of stay in long-term care is about 2.5 years. So if they want you to pay for 2 years, then what they're doing essentially is they are reducing their exposure to having to work with Medicaid and accept Medicaid reimbursement to about 6 months. That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying. Even though they're not saying that, that's what they're saying. So I recently toured some senior care communities with the client. And let me say, he was just totally caught off guard with the pricing. And he works in the financial services business. He's been around a long time. He has been around a lot of this stuff relative to his clients. Paying for senior care, but this was for his own family members. So now he's paying much closer attention, and he was just completely caught off guard with the pricing of assisted living and of long-term care. And he turns to me and he says, how can anyone afford these prices? Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I guess it's been a little while since I've looked at some of these prices. Have they gone up a lot recently? And I'm like, yeah, they have. He goes, well, how does anybody afford this stuff? And I'm like, well, that's a good question. So the answer is to, you know, how can anyone afford this stuff? The answer is, you know, unless you have a lot of money available. Some people do. Many people do not. Unless you have a lot of funds available, maybe you have invested in a long-term care insurance policy that would help pay for the cost of senior care at a long-term care community or assisted living, maybe home care benefits, maybe adult daycare benefits would help offset that cost. you could easily, and I mean easily, run out of money and need to qualify for Medicaid. I mean easily, anyone. This could be anyone. I'll never forget, early on in my career with Senior Care Consulting, I had a lady call me, and she had an adult daughter who was disabled, needed a tremendous amount of care. The daughter's father left her with a significant amount of money in her trust to take. It was designed to take care of her for life. And I'll never forget what she said. She made a comment. She hired Senior Care Consulting to help her find a senior care community that was Medicaid certified, because the place that she was in was private pay only. And she said, "Steve, it's a sad day when you think that my daughter only has $1 million and I know she's going to run out of money." So because of this major increase in long-term care costs, it will be even more beneficial to consult with an elder law attorney about protecting your assets. I think just about everyone's going to need to do this and try to protect your assets, especially if you're a couple. Again, go to naela.org to find a qualified elder law attorney in your area. And coming up next, how do the 2022 Medicaid reimbursement rates compare to the 2024 rates? This has a major impact on retail pricing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
This $99 travel offer is for vacation-minded consumers who see the value in owning a timeshare. If you're the kind of person that loves going to the same destination every year, a timeshare can be perfect for you. And Westgate Resorts is the right company to call. We may have the perfect vacation destination for you. With a timeshare, you own, not rent. The beauty of a timeshare vacation is it's a fixed cost. So with rising costs of vacation travel, at least you know your cost is fixed, and you can take your family for years to the same great place, or you trade weeks if you like. It's like owning a vacation home without owning the headaches, and for just $99, we'll give you 3 days to come check us out. Call Westgate right now.
800-251-7629. 800-251-7629. 800-251-7629.
That's 800-251-7629.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I think this is going to go a long way to answering my friend's question. How can anyone afford this stuff, and why are the prices seemingly just suddenly so high? So I thought about that, and I thought, you know, some of the price increases have taken me off guard, too. I mean, really just caught me off guard big time. I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, what is going on here? So I did a little homework, and I found a very, very clear answer. And it's really a double-edged sword. So let's look at the Medicaid reimbursement rate for 2022. And I just looked in the state of Kansas, and this information is available for all the different states. You'll probably find similar situations. But particularly in Kansas, you know, forever and a day, if the facility had to work with Medicaid, many times the Medicaid reimbursement was so low that it would just barely cover their cost. And sometimes it was so low it did not cover their cost of providing care by the time you added everything up. You know, personnel, taxes, expenses, keeping the lights on, insurance, all the things, the cost of food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many times the Medicaid rate didn't even cover their cost. So I just looked at a particular city in the state of Kansas. Now, I'm not going to name names and all that. I'm just going to give you some eye-popping numbers here. And I thought, okay, what did Medicaid pay these places in 2022? And then is that different in 2024? So here's a really typical example. In the Kansas City area, 2022, one place was getting paid by Medicaid $231.55 a day. So then I did a calculation on a 30-day month, And that means that Medicaid would pay this particular facility $6,946.50 per month. That's the daily times 30 days a month. All right, so that's what they were receiving from Medicaid. And you think, well, maybe, you know, that's not too bad. But then what happened is, here's the double-edged sword here, okay? The super positive part is Kansas started putting a lot of money into their Medicaid program. They call it CanCare, K-A-N Care. That's Medicaid in the state of Kansas. So the positive thing is they put a ton of money in Medicaid. They raised the rates in 2023, and then they raised them again in 2024. So now they're definitely paying more, way more than their cost, which is great. That's really positive. That's very good. That means that the place can accept more Medicaid-based residents, and they're not going to lose money. And so that's good for the people. It's good for the residents. It's good for the facility because now they're not, you know, losing money. They're able to operate on this. And that's the really, really good part. So that same place that had a $231.55 rate per day, 2 years later is receiving $356.30 a day. So they went from a little over $6,900 a month to $10,700 a month. That's a 54% increase in 2 years. That is an eye-popping improvement. One place, and I'll just use the monthly numbers here now, one place had a $6,644 a month reimbursement. Now it's $10,557, a 59% increase. And here's a 45, a 42, 54, 59, 41. Here's a 47. This place went from $265 a day to $390 a day reimbursement. So again, the super positive side of this is Medicaid is finally paying plenty of money to these nursing homes to accept Medicaid-based residents, residents who have outlived their assets and depend on Medicaid to pay the majority of the cost. That's very, very positive. Here's the negative side. If you're now receiving $390 and 27 cents a day from Medicaid, guess what you have to do to your retail rate? It has to be higher than that. So I think they went up to $400, $420 a day. Because your retail rate, what you would charge for a private pay resident, has to be higher than what Medicaid is going to reimburse. If it's lower, if your retail rate is lower than your Medicaid reimbursement, Medicaid's only going to pay you that lower retail rate. They're not going to voluntarily pay you more than that. So it has driven up the rates, again, 50, 40, 45, 47, 54% in just 2 years. And what that means is that if you are in a private pay situation, really largely driven by increasing Medicaid reimbursement rates, you are now paying way, way, way more for long-term care today as compared to just 2 short years ago. And that is painful. That's the negative side of it. If you're paying privately, private pay, it's actually a giant penalty. Because maybe you would have paid $270, $280 a day. Now you're going to pay $410, $420 a day in that one particular place. Holy cow. It almost forces everyone to qualify.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Congressional Republicans are asking FBI Director Christopher Wray to correct his testimony that there was some question about whether Donald Trump's ear was struck by a bullet or shrapnel.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, sent a letter to Wray on Friday that accused him of creating confusion in a way that further undercuts the agency's credibility. Wray had testified before a House panel Wednesday that it was unclear if Trump had been struck directly by a bullet or shrapnel, prompting Trump's ire. In a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, Wray did not contest that the July 13th shooting was an assassination attempt or that Trump was injured. But in response to a question from Republican Kevin Kiley of California about how close the bullet came to killing Trump, Wray said that, quote, "My understanding is that either it or some shrapnel is what grazed his ear." When Kiley followed up to ask if Wray agreed that it came very, very close, Wray replied yes. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, wildfires across the western United States and Canada have put millions of people under air quality alerts as thousands of firefighters battle the flames, including the largest one in California this year. Benjamin Hatchett, a fire meteorologist with Colorado State University, says climate change creating very hot, dry weather has turned foliage into fuel, sparking massive wildfires across the western states.
Very, very long duration, very, very hot. Plenty of new daily records, some new all-time records. So it was extremely hot. It's been very dry. And so now we really have a really good setup for having these widespread large wildfires. And we're starting to push the limits of firefighting resource availability. You know, there's these big fires in Oregon that have like a few hundred people managing a 100,000 plus acre fire, and so we're getting spread pretty thin.
The Middle East bracing for a potential flare-up in violence is a day after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field, killing 12 children. You'll find news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Trapped inside a car, an adult bear and her cub caused a huge mess.
Animal control officers say the horn was blaring, the radio was blasting. Outside the car, a second cub ran around in apparent distress by the Connecticut home. State Environmental Conservation Police were called by the startled vehicle owner. They opened a door and old Yogi and Boo Boo ran off into the woods with the third bear. The car's interior, though, completely torn apart. Officials believe the bears got into the vehicle simply by opening a door, but it's not clear how the door was then closed, unless they did it. Jason Walker reporting.
Chinese state media say 15 people were killed after a mudslide hit a homestay house in a mountainous tourist area as heavy rains drenched southeastern China. Six injured people were rescued after the event today. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Congressional Republicans are asking FBI Director Christopher Wray to correct his testimony that there was some question about whether Donald Trump's ear was struck by a bullet or shrapnel. Reporter Bernie Bennett.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, sent a letter to Wray on Friday that accused him of creating confusion in a way that further undercuts the agency's credibility. Wray had testified before a House panel Wednesday that it was unclear if Trump had been struck directly by a bullet or shrapnel, prompting Trump's ire. In a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, Wray did not contest that the July 13th shooting was an assassination attempt or that Trump was injured. But in response to a question from Republican Kevin Kiley of California about how close the bullet came to killing Trump, Wray said that, quote, my understanding is that either it or some shrapnel is what grazed his ear. When Kylie followed up to ask if Wray agreed that it came very, very close, Wray replied yes. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New research suggesting certain blood tests could help doctors diagnose Alzheimer's faster. More stories at townhall.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I hope you're having a safe and healthy weekend. We're going to try and make it a little better with some intelligent medicine information. I've been looking at medical journals and the media and garnering health stories, curating them for your edification and enjoyment. You can call 877-726-8255. Here we combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. When they come together, we call it intelligent medicine. So we got a lot to talk about this weekend, plus your phone calls. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office anytime during the week, 24/7, 365. We realize that through the miracles of modern radio, people listen to this program at different times. They listen on their apps. They listen via radio stations, which sometimes take our feed and then broadcast the program at different times other than our live stream. And so if you call 877-268-255, anytime you like, you can record a question and get into the action. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the benefits of being a sports fan. And we're going to talk about the Olympics. This year there's an unwelcome visitor at the Olympics. We'll share that story with you. Also, we're going to talk about fish oil, more studies corroborating the benefits of fish oil. And we'll talk about how lifestyle factors are responsible for at least 40% of unnecessary deaths. Lots more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine and your phone calls. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the blue zones. This is a popular concept that has kind of romanticized various areas of the world, such as parts of
Okinawa and parts of Italy, Sardinia in particular, and certain remote Aegean islands of Greece like Icaria, where people seem to live longer, healthier lives. And it's become the basis of an entire movement and, in fact, a profitable industry. Here's something from the BlueZones.com website, History of Blue Zones. The term, quote, Blue Zones was first coined by Blue Zones founder Dan Buttner, a National Geographic explorer and fellow and journalist during an exploratory project that he led in 2004 after an expedition to Okinawa, Japan in 2000 to investigate the longevity there. He set out to explore other regions of the world with reportedly high longevity. So he had a theme, a mission. Buttner and his team of scientists and demographers traveled the world in search of communities where people not only lived longer, but also enjoyed a high quality of life in their old age. And they analyzed demographic data. They interviewed numerous super survivors, centenarians, and then identified five regions that stood out for their extraordinary longevity and vitality. Ultimately, Dan and his team of researchers found that all Blue Zones areas share nine specific lifestyle habits that we call the Power Nine. So this became a thing. Blue Zones has been featured in a book, the original book, The Blue Zones, and then subsequent bestsellers, The Blue Zone Solution, The Blue Zones Challenge, The Blue Zones American Kitchen, there's a cookbook, and The Blue Zones Secrets. Subsequent bestsellers Thrive and Blue Zones of Happiness takes a Blue Zones approach to solving another mystery. Why are the world's happiest places the happiest? So this is a thing, and it's actually garnered a lot of celebrity and mojo for Buttner and his cohorts, and indeed has become a movement. But there's a problem. And I'm not claiming originality on this. This is actually based on a very interesting article in Slate by a guy named Gideon Myrowitz-Katz. The headline is, Do Blue Zones Really Exist? Hot spots of super old folks are being studied for their supposed secrets to longevity. I'm skeptical, says Gideon Myrowitz-Katz. So what he's referring to is something very interesting, because a little-known article was written by a professor named Saul Justin Newman at the University of Oxford. And in it, he says, and I'm quoting, the observation of individuals attaining remarkable ages and their concentration into geographic subregions or blue zones has generated considerable scientific interest. Proposed drivers of remarkable longevity include high vegetable intake, strong social connections, and genetic markers. Here, in his paper, we reveal new predictors of remarkable longevity and super centenarian status. And among them are outright fraud and poor record keeping. It's interesting because he makes the argument that you might expect that the places where people live the longest would be the places where they have the best sanitation, the best health care, the best availability of food, the lowest crime rate, etc., right? So in England, you might expect the people who live the longest would be living in London, you know, access to fantastic doctors and access to all manner of healthy food and so on. But they say in Italy, England, and France, it turns out that remarkable longevity is instead predicted by poverty, low per capita incomes, shorter life expectancy, We'll come back to that. Shorter life expectancy, higher crime rates, worse health, higher deprivation, and fewer 90-plus-year-olds, as well as residents in remote overseas and colonial territories. And what's the common denominator for places that are kind of chaotic? The common denominator is that birth records, especially birth records for people who are super old, like someone who is 100 years old would be born in 1924. Someone who is 120 would be born in the early part of the 20th century, or some of the longest living people recorded were born in the 1800s when records were sketchy. It turns out, according to the research of Saul Justin Newman, the guy who's criticizing the Blue Zones concept, only 18% of exhaustively validated supercentenarians have a birth certificate. In the U.S., when it comes to these supercentenarians, it's 0%. And when there is documentation, here's a curious thing is happening. Supercentenarian birth dates are concentrating on days divisible by five. In other words, people are born on January 5th, January 10th, January 15th, January 20th, 25th, 30th, and so on, which is not mathematically probable, right? It's just almost like an assigned birth date. So if it was a random distribution, you'd have, you know, August 11th, and you'd have September 23rd. But it turns out that the birth dates are highly likely to be made-up birth dates. And he concludes there's a theoretical reason to expect that most or all old age records are errors. And there also are sometimes people who change their age. They actually claim a different age than they are for one reason or another, maybe for prestige, maybe because of the potential for getting government assistance earlier. You know, it'd be great if you're 55 and you're eligible for Medicare when you're 65 to just say, hey, I'm 65, adding 10 years to your age. So they say that the 40-year-old young liar errors will have over double the annual survival rate of the error-free 50-year-old population. They are, after all, biologically 10 years younger. And the young liar errors are more likely to survive than the error-free data. So what he's saying is that maybe this whole thing about the blue zones is made up. Look, it's a good concept because we'd like to think that there are dietary factors, there are social cohesion factors. That's an important element of the blue zones. But it's pointed out that actually, you know, Okinawa, which is such a highly touted place in terms of survival, some interesting facts about Okinawa. We think of it as some of a, like, kind of a pristine paradise. But Okinawa, according to the Netflix docuseries on Blue Zones, it's famous for high consumption of purple sweet potatoes and a sedate, family-oriented lifestyle. But if you look at actual statistics, Japanese national statistics on the area, because that's Okinawa is a kind of a province of Japan, the things that stand out are far less rosy. Okinawa leads Japan in child poverty, infectious disease prevalence, and murders per capita. Even the dietary claims are odd. The proponents of blue zones claim that such areas have very low consumption of meat and processed foods. But it turns out that Okinawans are not exempt from the ravages of Western civilization. They lead Japan in consumption of spam and have the highest concentration of KFC restaurants of any area of Japan. So, yeah, you know, maybe, just maybe, we ought to take a little bit of a skeptical lens to Blue Zone's claims. Yeah, it's great to eat a great diet, exercise, have social connection in old age, breathe clean air, etc., etc. But the whole Blue Zone's concept is called into question by some of these facts. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself. Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
We'll be right back.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as promised, 877-726-8255 is the number that you call and record a question. Let's take one of those recorded questions. Hear it.
Hi, doctor. This is Brad. I'm taking boron in the form of calcium fructoborate. I'm saying that right. And I've read that you should either supplement with magnesium or boron to improve bone density, but I've read that you shouldn't supplement with both. You should only supplement with one or the other. I'm wondering if I can get my magnesium from foods. I also am wondering if you recommend soy isoflavones for increasing bone density as well.
Okay, so those are good questions. So, you know, boron was all the rage in the 90s and perhaps in the early 2000s as something that can enhance bone density. And boron is an element. It is, you know, remember 20 Mule Team Borax. There's a lot of boron in Death Valley, which I recently bicycled through, not in the summer season, but during the winter when the temperatures are moderate. And so boron actually may have some effect on hormones. It's been touted at, it's in a lot of male supplements that are touted as raising your testosterone. It is said in some studies to raise estrogen. Hormones actually may support, stronger bones. And, so it's in some, supplements, that are, you know, comprehensive supplements, calcium, magnesium, boron, very vitamin D, vitamin K, various things that support bone. I've looked at the data on that, and the data is kind of a little bit equivocal. It's not really that robust to show that boron has a direct effect on bone, although it is touted still for bone support. A little less clear is whether it will raise estrogen or raise testosterone. That might be a good effect, but then, you know, for perhaps a sufferer of breast cancer, maybe you don't want to go there. But probably the effects are very subtle and slight, because that's what happens when studies are both pro and con. Probably the effect is minor, if there at all. Is there a strong reason to avoid boron with magnesium? Well, you know, maybe it's not that important. There's some discussion about, does magnesium interfere with the uptake of other minerals? You know, simultaneously taking calcium and magnesium, they're thought to cancel one another out. That is true to some extent, but probably not practically a big factor. So, you know, we're trying to get into precision nutrition. I think that's a little bit too precise for us to clarify that answer at this point. You know, sometimes we think of, you know, these are the facts about nutrition, and I think a lot remains shrouded in controversy, and hence, you know, I don't think that's a big problem. So the other thing is your soy isoflavones, you know, and because these are recorded questions, I was able to look this up in advance. Soy isoflavones have an estrogen-like effect, and so they may actually support bone, only to a small extent. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is their number.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Wouldn't it be great if that purchase you made on Amazon showed up in, like, say, an hour? Well, that's the idea behind Amazon Prime Air, using autonomous drones to deliver your stuff. David Carbon is VP of Amazon Prime Air.
So Prime Air's mission is to develop an ultra-fast delivery service for our customers, and the way we see ourselves doing that is via drone, right? And so our job is not just a drone, even though everybody focuses on the drone, it's to create an inclusive end-to-end system that allows customers to order a package and receive it in under 60 minutes, with the ultimate goal being having the capability to do it in 30 minutes. Click to delivery.
Like a pizza.
Better than a pizza.
While it launched in 2022, you can expect Amazon Prime Air to expand to select locations in the US, UK, and Italy.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we have Steve in Ohio. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing well, Doctor, and it's good to hear you're taking live calls again. They're much better than the recorded ones, and, you know, that's what, I guess, talk
Not necessarily better, but, you know, it does give me a chance to have a conversation.
I like the interaction when you hear somebody live. But my question is, I have a friend who is 76, and he hears his heartbeat in his ears. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a thumping noise that keeps him awake at night. And my question, what are the causes of this condition, and are there any therapies to correct it?
Okay, so a very interesting question. First of all, have you in high school, did you ever read the Edgar Allan Poe story, The Telltale Heart? You know, it's a great story because it really kind of illustrates this situation of awareness of one's own heartbeat, because the murderer ultimately is betrayed by the fact that, he's killed. He's completely torn up his victim and hidden various body parts under the floorboards. The detectives come, and he feels he's so clever in answering their questions, but all of a sudden he hears a heartbeat, and it becomes louder and louder and louder until the point where it's driving him crazy, rips up the floorboards, and lo and behold, there's the victim's heart there. So there is a situation where you can hear a kind of a whooshing noise in your ears that corresponds with your heart. And sometimes that's entirely benign, but it does require a workup because it could be a sign of potentially something like an aneurysm. So generally people who complain of this, they get a workup, they get an MRI, then they're told it's fine, ignore it, it's no biggie. But it is a form or a variation on the theme of tinnitus. And so tinnitus is tough to deal with. Sometimes they use different types of noise-canceling earphones to give kind of white noise to mask the sounds that you're hearing, whether it's a whining noise. More typically, tinnitus is like a whining noise or a whooshing noise. So in terms of, how to deal with it, also potentially could be a sign of hypertension. High blood pressure can sometimes cause a more robust blood flow through the blood vessels adjacent to the inner ear, and that needs to be checked out as well. But it's a common phenomenon. It's annoying, but as long as the workup doesn't reveal it's a sign of some underlying problem, it's nothing to worry about. So thanks for that that question, and thanks for being a live caller. And just, for our listening audience, I'll just mention this opportunity is that we record the program on Thursdays, generally from noon to 2 p.m. And so we have a lot of recorded calls, 877-726-8255, call in and record. But if you call during that noon to 2 p.m., I'm sorry, 2 p.m. Eastern time, you'll be able to pose a call live, as did Steve. So just want to mention that, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a big theme in natural therapies these days because, it's a supplement that really is very valuable. The endocannabinoid system regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. So this is now applied to pets. CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your favorite animal. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties tailored to your dog's needs. Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews, because it's got anti-inflammatory benefits and pain-reducing benefits. And there's also Plus CBD pet calming care chews, which deliver the same mood-regulating effects to animals as they do to humans. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And it turns out that there's an unwelcome attendee at the Paris Olympic Games that are starting this week. It's COVID-19. And, COVID is still around, and there is a little bit of a summer surge. It is much, much lower than during the pandemic, than you know, 2021 or 2022 even. But there is a little bit of an uptick, as there often is with respiratory illnesses in the summer. People travel, people get together at gatherings. And so, yeah, a little bit of COVID. You know, I've known some people who have had a little case of COVID. Nothing too serious. The death rate from COVID is vanishingly low. Hospitalizations, yeah, they occur. But typically people hospitalized with COVID these days have very serious comorbidities. They have underlying medical conditions where, you know, just, a, you know, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Poorly controlled diabetes, bad COPD, and then a little respiratory infection can put them in the hospital. But this, it's been announced that a handful of Australian water polo players tested positive for COVID. And so they say that protocols are in place for such cases. Now, I watched the Tour de France recently, and you know, I love watching the Tour de France because I'm a bicyclist and their feats are amazing. And a couple of riders had to drop out, but of nearly 200 riders, I think you could count on one hand the number of riders who had to drop out because of you know, having a cold or flu or actual COVID. And some of the riders did use the precaution of wearing masks. There's a study that claims that masks work that has come out recently, and it is a randomized controlled trial, which is good because a lot of the, you know, the mask frenzy has been based on the supposition that masks work, and many studies suggest that masks have large gaps in them which enable the virus to either be expired or expelled from the mask, or enable your lungs to have an intake around the mask or through the mask. The study suggests that there is a little bit of an edge to wearing masks, but the criticism of the mask study is that the end point of the study is self-reported illness. In other words, people report, you know, with or without a mask, did you get sick? And so that kind of blows the whole credibility of the study, because it may be that masking is a placebo. In other words, people who wear masks believe that they're protected, and hence, you know, belief is powerful, and they may get some protection afforded to their immune system, or they may actually report less in the way of symptoms when they have a little, you know, minor sniffles, cold, or cough. So, you know, the evidence for masking, kind of slight. You know, if you're an Olympian, you want to do everything you can to avoid a COVID infection, which could affect your performance or potentially expose others to your virus and spoil their Olympic experience. All right, let's take a phone call, 877-726-8255. It's recorded. Let's hear it.
My question is about whether or not I should be taking a blood pressure medication. When I go to the doctor, you know, my blood pressure is high, like 140, 145, over like 69 or whatever. But if I take it at home with my machine, it's more like 130 over 69, 112 over 67, 133, et cetera. And what I was wondering is, do you think that I should be taking a blood pressure measure? What do you think the range for blood pressure should be?
Okay, so this is an interesting question, because there's this whole thing about what's called white coat hypertension or situational hypertension. And typically what we used to do with that is we used to say, oh, you know, your blood pressure is just high in the doctor's office. Get it checked at home. And if it's normal at home, no worries. And I recently encountered this in the office this week when I saw a couple. And I wanted to check their blood pressure. And, you know, one of my blood pressure machines was on the fritz. And I used a new blood pressure, you know, one of these automated cuffs. I got the wife in there. And her blood pressure was high. And she said, that's funny, because it's always really low at home. But I repeated the test, and it was high. Now, optimally, we would look for a blood pressure of 130 over 80. So then I said, well, you know, I don't know, this is a new machine. I don't know, maybe it's not really working. So I tested the husband, who also claims to have normal blood pressure at home, and his was very normal. It was like 125 over 75, like perfect. And so it wasn't the machine. There really was something going on with her. And she says, yes, I have white coat hypertension. When I go to the doctor's office, my blood pressure is always high. So is that consequential? Well, we used to dismiss it, but now we think, and this is according to a study done in 2019 in the Annals of Internal Medicine, people with untreated, quote, white coat hypertension are twice as likely to die from heart disease. So they're not, you know, doomed. They're not as likely to die from heart disease as people with untreated high blood pressure all the time, high at home, high in the doctor's office. But there is an increased risk associated with so-called white coat hypertension. So we should pay attention to it. And what I did with this patient, I said, look, I'm not going to put you on medication right away, but this is something you should look at going forward. Check your blood pressure frequently at home. And it may be that under certain and also don't always check under relaxed circumstances. Maybe, you know, check when, you know, you're a little rushed or a little stressed. Because what I always say to patients is, look, it can't be that coming to the office to see me, I'm a nice guy, is the most stressful experience you'll ever have in life. There are other experiences you're going to have where your blood pressure is going to shoot up, and that's not good for your heart, your brain, your blood vessels. So it's not something to be ignored. It could be a harbinger of the need to go on blood pressure medication when it's high. I'm not going to weigh in on your case. Just keep checking your blood pressure at home. There are ambulatory blood pressure monitors, which are better than like a spot check where you're always relaxed at home in a zen state. You know, you can check your blood pressure throughout the day with these devices, but they're a little annoying because they, you know, inflate periodic times, even during the night, waking you up from sleep, so they're not that great set yet. But they are developing better devices that are less invasive, and I think that's the future. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of sports and the Olympics, I'm looking forward to the Olympics. And I really enjoyed the Tour de France. Tour de France is really amazing because what these guys do in a span of 3 weeks is well past what I will do in an entire season. And on a single day, they'll go 10 times longer than I will go. And then the next day, do it all over again. And they'll, you know, climb thousands of feet and descend at breakneck speeds. And, you know, seemingly charge up the hills that leave me gassed. So it actually is very inspiring for me to see these athletes doing it. Of course, they're all 20-somethings with a few exceptions. And we have to commend Tadej Pogačar, who won the Tour de France. He just won it handily. And it's just beautiful watching him ride because he rides with such an economy of motion so effortlessly, even when he's charging up a 10 or 11 degree incline, which would leave me pedaling chaotically. He just seems relaxed and in charge and barely gassed. So it's inspiring as a amateur cyclist to see these guys go. So Olympics coming up. And here's a story about how watching sports could actually help you live longer and happier. And, you know, I have to say that there is a current exception, and that is the New York Yankees. You could be happier and live longer. That is except if you're a Yankees fan. and from time to time if you're a Mets fan, because their seasons have been sporadic and disappointing. The Mets having a little bit of a surge as they were victorious in the Subway Series against the Yankees. But it says that being a sports fan, whether you're watching top-flight football, the Olympic Games, or your favorite local team, can be a roller coaster ride, incredible highs if you win, depressing lows if you don't, and lots of stressful feelings in between. But research has shown that people who watch sports experience greater well-being than those who don't. And they explain this due to the social aspects of watching sport. So there is this phenomenon of the water cooler conversation. It's a great conversation starter. It's a much better conversation starter than what do you think of the presidential election? Because that could be a real buzzkill in certain social settings. But sports is always an opportunity to even if you take an adversary position about your team, it's all in good fun. You can argue, and it's all innocuous. The study found that people in the UK who attended a live sporting event in the last year are more satisfied with their lives, feel their lives are more worthwhile and less lonely than people who have not. That is, unless you get bashed in the head at a soccer game, which can be sometimes violent and riotous. They say that even people who watch sports on TV or on the internet were less depressed than those who did not. Unless it's the end of a Subway Series, which the Yankees resoundingly lost. They have done brain imaging research with functional MRIs that show that watching sports can provide a temporary well-being boost. The brain literally lights up when you're watching sports. So there you have it. Sports is good for you. And look, it's inspiring to amateur athletes like me. I mean, it's not demoralizing that these guys can perform feats, 10, 20 fold of what I do. It just, means, hey, I'm out there, I'm doing some of the same things, albeit at a much lower intensity. So this item is about it's kind of a whistleblower scandal. Medicaid is paying millions for salty, fat-laden, medically tailored cheeseburgers and sandwiches. Okay, so we want to improve the nutrition, especially of people who are, underprivileged or have lack of access to good meals, economically challenged. Call it what you will. I don't know what the PC term of it is these days anymore because it keeps changing. They're moving the goalposts. This story is about a Medicaid-supported program for folks on Medicaid. And obviously, this is something which requires income verification. These meals are marketed healthy, dietitian-approved meals and delivered directly to the homes of people seriously ill from cancer, diabetes, or heart disease. They include a Jimmy Dean frozen sausage breakfast sandwich, biscuits and gravy, or cheeseburger. These are among the offerings sold by an Idaho-based company, Homestyle Direct. It's paid millions of dollars each year. They cash in on taxpayer-funded state Medicaid programs to deliver what the company calls medically tailored meals. They deliver nearly 8 million meals annually, but their menus are unacceptable according to STAT. Well, look, we got to do better because, in effect, we're selling sick people illness-causing food. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A manipulated video that mimics the voice of Kamala Harris saying things she apparently didn't say is raising concerns about the power of artificial intelligence. The video gained attention after Elon Musk shared it on his social media platform, X. No more Mr. Nice Guy in the 2024 presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
At the GOP convention following the assassination attempt on his life, Donald Trump tried delivering a message of unity, but that has since changed. He told a rally last week that he's not going to be nice in this campaign. Trump describes Kamala Harris as an extreme liberal who's weak on crime and the border, and the vice president isn't holding back either. She's calling Trump a predator, a fraud, and a cheater. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, an agreement has been reached between rival Palestinian political factions Fatah and Hamas. Correspondent Karen Chumas reports.
The agreement is the latest attempt at resolving a long-standing rivalry that looms over any potential vision for the rule of Gaza after Israel ends its offensive in the enclave. Hamas has ruled Gaza for the past 17 years, whilst Fatah is the main force in the US-backed Palestinian Authority that administers parts of the occupied West Bank. Previous declarations similar to this have failed in the past, and the potential joint government would face fierce opposition from Israel and the US, both of which reject the pact. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 15 people have been killed when a mudslide hit houses in a mountainous area in southeastern China. Six injured people have been rescued. Elsewhere, a digital news outlet says a delivery driver on a scooter has been killed after being hit by a falling tree in Shanghai. Thousands of firefighters battling wildfires in Northern California, getting help from the weather. Officials say temperatures and increasing humidity could help their efforts. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says two alleged drug kingpins are in custody and face multiple charges in America.
Ismael Zambada Garcia, or El Mayo, a co-founder of the cartel. He is facing charges for fentanyl trafficking, money laundering, firearms offenses, kidnapping, and conspiracy to commit murder. The second, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, is a son of its other co-founder, known as El Chapo, and is facing charges for trafficking in large quantities of cocaine, heroin, and meth, among other drugs.
A Las Vegas man has been charged with threatening to injure and kill government officials in three states and Washington, D.C., including the New York judge and prosecutor who handled former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. Court records show 32-year-old Spencer Gear is being held in federal custody after pleading not guilty to 22 felony charges. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hungary's nationalist leader is giving his backing to Donald Trump.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks on Saturday in Bele Tushnat, a majority ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he also threw his support behind Donald Trump's presidential bid. Orbán is facing growing criticism from his European partners after embarking on rogue peace mission trips to Moscow and Beijing early this month, aimed at brokering an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Charles Zulatesma.
A judge is overturning a Florida law pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that attempted to limit diversity and race-based discussions in private workplaces. He previously ruled the law is unconstitutional. More stories and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Tipp.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
December 21st of 1944.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
It's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and Chorus, and in Chicago, the Kraft Choral Group. Here in the Old Kraft Music Hall. As usual, he'll sing it first in Latin, then with everybody joining him in English.
Surely this year, more people than ever before will want to raise their voices in a chorus of Come All Ye Faithful.
Bing, I think it'd be nice if folks at home would join in too, and folks all over the world.
We're certainly counting on them, Ken. The home folks, wherever they may be, to help us sing this eternal hymn.
Not only day.
everybody here in the hall, John Scott, Eugenia Baird, the charioteers, Charles Henderson, and the chorus, as well as all you men wherever you are and everybody at home all together in your family's favorite key, once through in English. Thank you very much. I think you folks listening at home, you ought to know where we got our wonderful support in the soprano and the contralto departments this evening. We're proud to welcome to the hall more than 100 young ladies from Uncle Sam's Navy. They're on their way to a preview at Paramount Studio where they will witness a flicker dedicated to their own branch of the service, a little item called Here Come the Waves. I know they'll be captivated by the caperings in this picture of my very good friends Betty Hutton and Sonny Tufts, even if they must suffer through the faintly antique antics of one of the older crooners. Just to kind of limber them up gently for this harrowing experience, we've asked them to visit us first. And here they are. They're looking mighty sharp in their navy blue and white. And glad it is we are to see them. With those happy harmonists, the charioteers assisting, we'd like to salute our waves here tonight with that merriest of traditional melodies, Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing and scratching all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, yeah. That band is really gone, isn't they?
Put them back in the wagon.
Got to associate that melody with everything Christmassy. Got to, just as this next character is associated with everything around the pantry. Lay it in there, Jack.
I don't need to tell you, ladies, that there are just two more days of grocery shopping before the Christmas feasting really begins. But I do want to remind you of something for that grocery list tomorrow morning. It's Kraft Cheese Spreads for snacks on Saturday night or Christmas Eve, or for appetizers just before the Christmas dinner. Particularly, I want to remind you that the four creamy varieties of Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 ration points apiece. There's Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, the zestful Rucca spread, and Kraft relish spread with the bits of pickle all through it. Just set them out in their own glasses, put out some crackers, and snacks are ready. Sometime this weekend, you'll be glad, mighty glad, you remember to get some Kraft cheese spreads.
Charioteers come to us tonight laden with a message, thus combining happily entertainment and practical purpose. Knock it, men, right in yonder.
Say, Jack, do you know who's beat to his sock?
Who's that, man?
Nobody but me.
What's the matter, Bub?
Been loading up a tanker all day long. Convoy is supposed to shove off tonight.
You know one thing, Bub? You really talk too much. In fact, your mouth is too big. Now, my advice to you is...
Shh. Don't talk too much. Shh. Don't know too much, Jack. Don't be too hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. Shh. Don't see too much. Shh. Don't jive too much, boy. Don't be too hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship.
Now the
walls have ears and the night has eyes.
So
let be wise and trick those nasty, nasty spies. Shh. Don't talk too much. Shh. Don't know too much, boy. Don't be too hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. Slip of the lip might sink a ship.
Look out, Dipper Lip, don't let nothing slip.
Now the walls have ears and the night has eyes. Don't talk too much, shh. Don't know too much, boy. Don't be too hip, cause slip of the lip might sink a ship. Don't talk too much, don't know too much. Be like King Tut.
Now he won't talk, cause that guy's dead.
So keep your big mouth shut.
Fine, men. Very lovely indeed. Very clever. One of the most welcome canciones to come up from south of the border. Is Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado. Yes, sir, which has been Englished into What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. The rainbow before me, skies above can't be stormy, since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day. It's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
Today we have the pleasure of again welcoming to the Kraft Music Hall a group of visitors who join us each Christmas season. Craft Choral Club. A warm feeling of fellowship is the year-round Christmas spirit characteristic of this group of 70 of our co-workers in the Craft, Chicago offices and factory. Theirs is the finest sort of appreciation of music, for they come together in their rehearsals because of a spontaneous desire to sing. They enjoy knowing, too, that they are part of an organization dedicated to comradeship of this kind. This Christmastide, the Craft Choral Club, under the direction of Lou Jacobson, brings us Henry Fry's distinguished arrangement of Beautiful Savior, a Christmas anthem based on a traditional folk melody, the Craft Choral Club.
This is the Craft Music Hall on When Radio Was. We'll continue in just a moment.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Last week in Bethesda, Maryland was the culmination of the 2023 PGA Hope National Golf and Wellness Week. PGA Hope is a national program for veterans and active duty military to help their well-being through golf. The Department of Veterans Affairs can actually prescribe a PGA Hope clinic to a veteran, said PGA of America Vice President Don Rhea. Golf professionals instructing the program are trained in adaptive golf. The 20 veterans participating will become PGA Hope ambassadors and will represent the program back in their home communities. The program covers most of the United States, and veterans can participate totally free of charge. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Here's author Kurt Schlichter on why conservatives don't need permission to tell their stories their way.
What do I need? Some guy in a suit with an MBA giving me notes on Kelly Turnbull? We have an underserved audience. We have the artist. I love that we don't have to ask permission. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write my books the way I want to. The only permission I need is from my audience.
Hear more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, The Right Take on Entertainment, on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
These days, we're working, learning, shopping, streaming, gaming, and more all at home. And with the number of smart devices we're using, reliable Wi-Fi is an absolute must. And so why not check out a Wi-Fi 6 router to make sure every device in your home is getting the signal it needs for a seamless experience. For instance, TP-Link's Deco XE75 Wi-Fi 6 router even lets you prioritize devices and comes with nodes to place around your home to eliminate those pesky dead zones. Other benefits? The Deco XE75 helps stop interference from neighboring homes or businesses. And if you have kids, TP-Link routers come with Home Shield to help protect what they do online. Home Shield has user profiles, filters, and time limits to help keep things fun and the games safe. Better Wi-Fi is just a Wi-Fi 6 router away. Check out the options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
We are getting our pockets picked.
As we send billions of your tax dollars to countries like South Africa to stop burning coal, are they cooperating? No way. What's the climate agenda's next goal? Going after methane. Be prepared to get our pockets picked once again.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's get back to the Kraft Music Hall on WHEN Radio Was.
The Kraft Choral Club gives us now the beautiful and thoughtful poem by Florence Tarr, set to music by Peter DeRose, God Is Ever Beside Me. best wishes to the Kraft Choral Group. And my eager associate is standing here practically a quiver at my elbow. He wants to inject a few happy holiday suggestions into your menus. Right in there, hmm?
Thank you. Tomorrow night or Saturday or Christmas Eve, when you're trimming the tree, somebody's almost sure to drop in at your house. Somebody who'd like to serve a cup of coffee or some refreshment along with a snack. Well, then be sure to order some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow morning. A few glasses of Kraft cheese spreads, set out with some crackers or potato chips, and your snacks are ready in a twinkling. What with all the holiday buying, I suppose that point budget of yours is strained. So I want to mention in passing that 4 grand varieties of Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 points apiece. They're the perfect appetizer spreads. Pimento, olive pimento, roca, and relish. All creamy in texture, all delicious. Now, that grocery list for tomorrow's shopping is long, I know. So it'd be a smart idea to make a note on it right now. Just jot down Kraft cheese spreads. The folks will be mighty glad you remembered.
Fighting front, there are no silent nights, but there are plenty of holy nights. I'm sure that all of us are offering up prayers to the gallant gang of American kids to whom anything that has to do with peace still seems very far away. My own thoughts are a lot humbler than they were last year. I've talked and lived and chowed with these boys, boys whose courage and faith is something that beggars description. Seeing those GIs kneel in a muddy pasture in France brought back to my mind the lines of an old familiar prayer that I'd heard somewhere along the line back home. God grant unto us an early peace and victory founded on justice, and instill into the hearts and the minds of men everywhere a firm purpose to live forever in peace and goodwill toward all.
Music all next Thursday at this same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and our guests, the Les Paul Trio.
Christmas episode of the Kraft Music Hall from December 21st, 1944. Bing Crosby served as the host of that long-running program for a decade, from 1936 until 1946, and he departed NBC and moved to ABC to head up the Philco Radio Time. As you just heard, Bing's guest the following week on the Kraft Music Hall was the Les Paul Trio, still in his 20s at the time. That legendary musician was one of the pioneers of the solid-body electric guitar, and he was involved in the design and offered up his endorsement of the instrument which bears his name. The first Gibson Les Paul was sold in 1952, or 8 years after his appearance on the Kraft Music Hall. I'm Greg Bella. Next on Win Radio Was, we resume our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline as we offer up the penultimate episode of the Cui Bono Matter, right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs. A 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you send me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
These days, we're working, learning, shopping, streaming, gaming, and more all at home. And with the number of smart devices we're using, reliable Wi-Fi is an absolute must. And so why not check out a Wi-Fi 6 router to make sure every device in your home is getting the signal it needs for a seamless experience. For instance, TP-Link's Deco XE75 Wi-Fi 6 router even lets you prioritize devices and comes with nodes to place around your home to eliminate those pesky dead zones. Other benefits? The Deco XE75 helps stop interference from neighboring homes or businesses. And if you have kids, TP-Link routers come with HomeShield to help protect what they do online. HomeShield has user profiles, filters, and time limits to help keep things fun and the games safe. Better Wi-Fi is just a Wi-Fi 6 router away. Check out the options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It's time now for the fourth installment of the Cui Bono Matter, which originally played out back in February 1956. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Tom Bates, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bates. There's nothing like starting the day with a good fight.
That is not my intention at all.
Good. I was beginning to think you went around in a permanent state of belligerency.
Only when I see a so-called insurance investigator out to frame an innocent girl.
Anybody I know?
Look, Dollar, will you be available at 2 this afternoon to interview Miss Parker?
I've been available for 2 days. She's the one who hasn't been.
She was in no condition to see anyone. However, Dr. Praley is releasing her in an hour. She's going on home.
All right. Tell her I'll see her at 2.
It won't be necessary to tell her. You'll go out there with me, and you'll talk to her in my presence.
Like that, huh?
Can take it or leave it.
Oh, I'll take it, Mr. Bates. And you know something? I think I'll still be able to tag her.
Tonight and every week. weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Green Pass, Virginia, to the Home Office, Surety Mutual Insurance Limited, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the cui bono matter. Expense account continued. Item 12, $1.80 for a late and leisurely breakfast in the hotel coffee shop. Leisurely because I had nothing to do but kill time. I'd covered every possible lead I could think of, and the result, zero. The simple facts of the case were that Dan Parker, the local county attorney, had returned unexpectedly from a business trip late at night, entered his darkened home, and had been shot to death as a prowler by his daughter, Luann. Coroner's verdict, accidental death. Amount of insurance, $100,000. Beneficiary, Luann Parker.
Why don't you give up, Dollar? Admit you're wrong.
Wrong about what?
About thinking you've got a chance of beating Miss Parker out of her insurance money?
Oh, so that's what I'm trying to do, huh?
That's what your company pays you for, isn't it? To find some angle, some technicality that they can use to break the claim?
No, they pay me for the unpleasantness of having to put up with bullheaded acting county attorneys, Mr. Bates.
Sure. You'd a lot rather question that girl without me being around.
Bates, I'd rather do anything without you being around.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
I just can't quite figure you. Usually, I get complete cooperation from the local prosecutor's office. But you've tried to block every move I've made here.
I'm protecting Miss Parker's rights, that's all.
Her rights haven't been challenged. I'm not out to get her. If I'm convinced that she's innocent and that her claim is legitimate, I'll report it that way. All the company wants is the facts. Look, I'm not hired as a claim breaker. And of course, you know that. You've dealt with insurance cases before. So I wonder what the real reason is for your attitude.
Suppose you tell me.
Well, you're in love with her, of course, and that itself could be the explanation. Or maybe it's only part of it.
Meaning what?
Maybe you know more about it than you've admitted. Maybe you know she's guilty and are trying to cover up for her.
I know she's innocent, sir.
Or it's possible your motives are a little more selfish. Maybe she's covering up for you.
What do you mean by that?
It's that old Latin phrase, qui bono, who benefits? Who gains through Parker's death? His daughter does. Of course, she gets the insurance. But so do you, Bates.
In what way?
Well, you got Parker's job, didn't you? And along with it, the chance to run Sammy Drake out of town without Parker stopping you? And in the long run, if Luann marries you, you'll get a good part of the insurance.
Are you accusing me of murder?
No, just speculating. But it's an interesting possibility. Don't you think so? Any particular subjects I should avoid, Mr. Bates?
Ask anything you want, as long as I'm here to advise you.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Luann, this is Mr. Dollar from the insurance company.
How do you do, Miss Parker?
Mr. Dollar, won't you come in?
Thank you.
I guess we better go in the study. Mary's cleaning the living room. In here. Just sit down anywhere.
How do you feel, Luann?
Oh, I'm all right now. For a few days after it happened, I couldn't feel anything but horror, self-loathing. I wanted to kill myself. But the last 2 days, I've done a lot of thinking about what Daddy'd say if he was still here. He was a wonderful man, Mr. Dollar.
Yes, the whole town seems to agree on that.
I'd give my life gladly to change what happened. But it can't be changed. Daddy used to say, Luann, remorse is only self-pity in disguise. The future's a question mark. All you have is the present, so live it. He believed in those ideas, Mr. Dollar. And I'm going to try to live my life by those beliefs. Because I loved him very much.
Miss Parker, I have a few things I'd like to ask you in order to complete my report. Do you feel up to answering some questions?
Yes, of course. Whatever you wish.
I insisted, Luann, that I be present during this interview.
Why, Tom?
His job is to save money for the insurance company. He'll try to trip you up, lead you into saying things you don't mean, things that could be misinterpreted.
Tom, that's ridiculous. I've nothing to hide.
Of course, hon. But he'll make it seem as if you do.
I'd say you're making it seem that way, and for no more reason than just a silly kind of suspicion.
Luann.
Mr. Dollar, would you rather talk to me alone?
I think it will work out a little better that way.
Tom, it's been nice to see you.
I'm not leaving.
Yes, you are leaving. Right now.
Honey, you don't...
I said now.
All right, Dollar. I guess you will.
Phone me later, Tom.
Sure, Luann.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, and YouTube, all streaming services you can find and more on Roku. One of the biggest players in the streaming space, Christina Summers from Roku has more.
Our mission is to be the streaming platform that connects and benefits the entire TV ecosystem around the world. Roku is currently the number one streaming platform in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico based on hours streamed.
And all you need is a stick, box, or Roku TV to access the content.
So whether it's a simple stick that you plug into the side of your television, or if you're in the market for a new smart television and you're looking to purchase one of the different manufacturers that we work with in both the U.S. and Canada. Roku devices are very easy to set up. They're built on proprietary operating system that's the software that runs the televisions and the devices.
Head over to Roku.com for more info. That's ROKU.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Third-year physics doctoral student Crystal Kim enlisted in the Marine Corps when she was 19 years old and spent 5 years as an embassy security guard before returning to school. She recounted feeling different from her peers and wanting to create a community for those people. She now is president of the organization Student Veterans of America to find people like herself. SVA provides a community for student veterans to find support, advice, and friendship from other people of military backgrounds. We're not scary. A lot of people like to see veterans as mean, ruthless, unpredictable, disturbed types of people, but we're just here to study, get our degree, and get into the real world, Kim said. We're classed as non-traditional students, so SVA is really just a safe space to get together.
And now back to the man with the Action Fact expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Tom, it's been nice to see you.
I'm not leaving.
Yes, you are leaving. Right now.
Honey, you don't...
I said now.
All right, Dollar. I guess you will.
Phone me later, Tom.
Sure, Luann.
He's nice. He means well, but sometimes he can be an awful idiot.
Oh, his actions are fairly normal. For a man in love.
Or one who thinks he's in love.
Well, it usually adds up to the same thing. Cigarette, Miss Parker?
Oh, thank you. Well, what is it you'd like to know, Mr. Dollar?
First, let me tell you a few things. I've talked to quite a number of people during the last 2 days. They all worship you. In fact, only one person in the whole town said anything against you. And he's a man whose word on anything would be a little questionable.
Sammy Drake, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what he said, but I imagine he thought he was being honest. You see, Sammy's never understood me, though, and I guess I have given him a kind of a bad time.
How do you mean?
By pretending to take him seriously. Most people seem to think of me as a child, Mr. Dollar, but actually in my attitudes and awareness, I'm quite a lot older than my age.
Of course.
And I saw right through Sammy the first time I met him. He's just a silly little would-be tough, but he likes to think of himself as a smooth, wicked mobster type. So I pretend to go along with it, even put on an act of my own in return. And what do you think happened?
You had another Tom Bates situation on your hands.
Sure. Sammy took me seriously. Well, I didn't want any part of that, so of course I ran for cover. And he has never forgiven me.
Well, I guess you can stand having one detractor, Miss Parker. You've got a big team on your side.
I like people. I guess that's why they usually like me. I've had a wonderful life, Mr. Dollar. And I'm very grateful, especially to Daddy. He did everything possible to make me happy. I think if I'd asked for the moon, he'd have tried to get it for me.
There was one thing, though, that I understand you disagreed on.
You mean my wanting to go to New York?
That's right.
I guess the only arguments we ever had was over that. If I'd only known how short a time he was going to be with me, didn't matter that much. I felt I was right, that the only reason he was against the idea is because he still thought of me as a child.
Parents usually do that.
I know. And it just didn't matter enough to hurt him when he had so little time. But you can't go back.
I wonder if you would try to go back for just a moment, Miss Parker, and tell me in your own words just what did happen that night.
Well, Daddy had gone to Richmond on business. None of us expected him back that night.
All right, go on.
Well, Mary, she's our housekeeper. She went to bed early. I read till about 11, then I went to bed. And shortly after midnight, something woke me. A noise down on the terrace. I looked down from my window, and I saw sort of a dark shape slip across the terrace toward the back of the house. I was scared stiff. I'd heard prowlers outside twice before during the past month.
Yes, the sheriff told me you didn't.
Yes, well, I realized it was up to me because Mary would have just gone to pieces if I'd waked her. All I could think of was getting to the phone down at the bottom of the stairs. When I started out of my room, I could hear somebody fooling with the lock on the back door. And that's when I thought of the gun.
Where was it?
In the drawer of the night table beside my bed. Daddy'd put it there himself after the night I heard the prowler, but I'd almost forgotten it.
All right. Then what did you do?
Well, I took the gun. I went back out into the upstairs hall. All I had in mind even then was to go downstairs and get that phone. But when I reached the stairway, I heard someone moving down below, and I realized that whoever it was had already got in the house. They were starting up the stairs. And I could see just a vague blur, dark shape against the shadows. I was petrified. I remember thinking he's probably got a gun. And without even stopping to consider, I fired twice down the stairs.
Yes, Miss Parker?
I heard him fall. I knew I'd hit him. Mary screamed and came running out of her room. I found the switch and I turned on the lights. And then I saw what I'd done with Daddy.
I'm sorry, Miss Parker. And I'm sorry it's necessary for you to go back over this.
I'll be all right.
There was one thing that wasn't brought up at the inquest. Your father apparently tried to make a phone call from the railroad station that night, and he told the agent all he was getting was a busy signal. Could he have been trying to call here?
I don't know. I didn't know about it.
Would he be likely to call you, coming in unexpectedly that way?
Oh, he'd be more likely to call Jake Deagley. Jake runs the taxi service here.
Yes, I met him. Well, he might have tried that. But Jake was out at Sammy's place that night.
Well, the reason I say that is because Daddy would have known that our phone is usually off the hook at night.
Was it off that night?
Well, I don't remember. Maybe Mary knows. One or the other of us was always taking it off because we had to go clear downstairs to answer it.
Yes, Miss Luann?
Oh, Mary, the night Daddy was killed, do you remember whether the phone was off the hook or not?
Yes, Miss Luann, it was. I remember when I picked it up to phone the doctor. I ain't sure if you left it off that night or I did, but it was off all right.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Dollar, what other questions do you have?
None, as a matter of fact. I did have several more, but you've already answered them indirectly. Thanks for cooperating. You're quite a girl, Miss Parker.
Oh, yes, I'm quite a girl. A girl who killed her own father. Goodbye, Mr. Dollar.
I meant exactly what I said to her. One way or another, she was quite a girl. Either she was one of the sweetest, bravest, and most honest kids I'd ever met, or she was one of the smartest, coolest little murderesses who ever walked the face of the earth. And I was very much afraid that I'd never be quite sure which.
Here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, one slip of fate, then the avalanche. And a wind-up that'll raise the hair on the back of your neck. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 4 of the Cui Bono Matter, a Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline from February 1956. We'll have the fifth and final installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had a Christmas episode of the Kraft Music Hall hosted by Bing Crosby. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, he sang the best-selling holiday single of all time. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Do you like a good scare? Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories. Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK33 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
Seeing the face that had so haunted his mind for all this time had a dreadful effect on him, and he began to struggle.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear three times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This four-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, and YouTube, all streaming services you can find and more on Roku. One of the biggest players in the streaming space, Christina Summers from Roku has more.
Our mission is to be the streaming platform that connects and benefits the entire TV ecosystem around the world. Roku is currently the number one streaming platform in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico based on hours streamed.
And all you need is a stick, box, or Roku TV to access the content.
So whether it's a simple stick that you plug into the side of your television, or if you're in the market for a new smart television and you're looking to purchase one of the different manufacturers that we work with in both the U.S. and Canada. Roku devices are very easy to set up. They're built on proprietary operating system that's the software that runs the televisions and the devices.
Head over to Roku.com for more info. That's R-O-K-U.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I posed the following question. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Bing Crosby sang the best-selling holiday single of all time. Then most of you got it. The answer is Irving Berlin's White Christmas. The estimated sales worldwide, over 50 million copies. When you figure in versions by singers other than Crosby, the sales likely exceed 100 million. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, folks, please stop by the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.